the sky. Stay on this roller coaster ride, just to say we did, just to feel alive. Let's take a leap of faith to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love, wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head, just to say we did, just to say we did, just to say we did.
ABC News is sponsored by Fuller's Milker Center. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Supreme Court turning down a request by the Biden administration to restore its latest federal student loan plan to go into effect while legal challenges play out.
It's a rejection of a last-minute attempt by the Biden administration to save the student loan relief plan called SAVE while it's being challenged in lower courts. That plan promises lower monthly payments and even debt forgiveness to more than 8 million enrollees. But several GOP-led states have sued, arguing Congress needs to enact such a wide-ranging program. And that's what the high court said last year when it ruled against a much larger Biden loan forgiveness plan.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Election day now just over 2 months away. Today, GOP nominee J.D. Vance campaigning in Pennsylvania. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz, meantime, kicking off their battleground bus tour in Georgia. Israel's military says it continues counterterrorism raids in the occupied West Bank. The IDF says 10 Hamas fighters were killed in Palestinian towns. This is ABC. Crime tourism is when people get tourist visas to come to the U.S. with the intent of robbing high-end homes. Now six people are charged as part of a federal investigation.
When so-called crime tourists arrive in the U.S. to commit burglaries, they need a car and directions on where to go. State and federal prosecutors say the owner and workers at a car rental company that catered specifically to providing cars to crime tourists did just that. Ventura County DA Eric Nazarenko says that car rental company has been,
in essence, the Hertz rental car business for thieves.
He says a company would rent high-end cars that fit into the neighborhoods the groups are burglarizing. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The Surgeon General released a new advisory on parenting and stress. In the report, nearly half of all parents say on most days their stress is overwhelming. Among the concerns, financial worries, the dangers of social media, and physical and mental well-being of their children. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit FullersMilkerCenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Look for partly clear conditions tonight with patchy fog. It will be muggy with a low of 62. Partly sunny and warm tomorrow. Isolated thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. Some could be strong to severe with a high of 85. And a line of heavy rain and thunderstorms move in after midnight tomorrow night with a low of 66. Currently in Richland Center, it's partly sunny and the winds are out of the northwest at 5 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 79 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Today is Wednesday, August 28th. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede, sitting in for Joanne Krulatz. The Richland School District Board of Education held their meeting on Monday. During the session, they approved the hiring of the following staff members for the 2024-25 school year. Margaret May, RCHS alternative education teacher for the first two quarters of the year. Janine Schmitz, RCHS alternative education teacher, and Casey Jar, our CIS cross-categorial teacher. Donations were also accepted by the board, which included money for our CHS supplies and buildings needs, valued at $250 from the People's Community Bank. Student desks for classroom for use at RCPS was valued at approximately $100 from Diana Janicek. Also, gift card to RCPS to support our students, valued at $200 from Community First Bank, $4,000 for to RCHS Athletic Department from Sherm and Pansky Estate, money for the RCIS greenhouse valued at approximately $100 from Sandra Lawton, school supplies for the district students valued at approximately $45 from Tammy Wheelock, the use of a UTV for the 2024 football season valued at approximately $10,000 from Vitesnik Power Sports, 37 trapezoid tables for various classrooms within the Richland Intermediate School classrooms valued at approximately $1,000 from Holt Culver's headquarters, and money for the RCIS greenhouse and the purchasing of translator earbuds with a total value of approximately $4,000 from the Rotary Foundation of Richland County. New details regarding alleged harassment of members of the Wisconsin Amish community by high school students. According to the Sauk County Sheriff's Office, the harassment that took place earlier this month included blowing air horns and shining lights outside of Amish homes, ringing doorbells, and knocking on windows during the night. 9 students in the school district of Reedsburg were involved. It's not clear if all of them were football players, but Reedsburg Area High School canceled its first 2 varsity football games of the season. A statement from the school district says it is a disappointment to learn of the allegations that not all the players on the team were involved. Sheriff Clay Porter reports that on Saturday evening at approximately 10:30, a deputy of the Richland County Sheriff's Office conducted a traffic stop of a vehicle due to an equipment violation. After the suspect vehicle came to a stop, the driver exited quickly and began walking around his vehicle. After the deputy gave commands, he returned to the driver's seat of the vehicle. An officer of the Richland Center Police Department arrived on the scene and deployed K-9 Teddy. K-9 Teddy alerted to an area near the suspect's vehicle and located 3 baggies containing a white powdery substance that the driver had thrown from the vehicle after exiting. That powdery substance later tested positive for cocaine. The driver, Carlos Suarez Umansor, was placed under arrest and faces felony and misdemeanor charges. Sheriff Porter would like to remind all that if they wish to report crimes or drug information, they can contact Richland County Crime Stoppers at 608-647-CLUE, that's 608-647-2583, or submit a tip at p3tips.com. Those utilizing these resources can remain anonymous. On the evening of Sunday, August 18th, at approximately 5:30 p.m., the Grant County Sheriff's Office was made aware of a fight that had occurred shortly after 1 a.m. on Sandy Lane in Jamestown Township. A graphic video of the incident depicting some of what occurred was also posted on social media, which included racial slurs. An investigation into the incident had been ongoing since the Sheriff's Office was notified of the incident. The investigation continues progress and was revealed that there were multiple individuals, juveniles, and adults involved in the incident. Those individuals have been identified, and the investigating deputy is working diligently to interview those persons. Anthony Drapeau, age 20, of Hazel Green, was arrested for his involvement in the incident and has since posted cash bond for disorderly conduct and misdemeanor battery. There will be forthcoming charges, including battery, disorderly conduct, and criminal damage to property for multiple other individuals who were involved in the incident, including juveniles. One of the key aspects that is being considered is whether this incident can be classified as a hate crime. The Sheriff's Office will present all the evidence to the District Attorney's Office. They will decide whether to apply a hate crime enhancer to the charges based on the evidence. In Wisconsin, there is no specific hate crime law, but rather an enhancer that can be added to charges. This is a continuing investigation, and once completed, it will be referred to the District Attorney's Office for the review on potential charges. COVID-19 testing levels in Wisconsin are higher now than they've been since February. The surge is happening at the same time as the start of the school year. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services wastewater for COVID levels, the biggest spike appears to be happening in Northeast Wisconsin. Area residents were generous and gave the gift of life yesterday at Muscadet's Community Blood Drive. 76 units of blood were collected, including 10 double red cell donations. Registration volunteers were Geraldine Ardall, Charlene Stanichka, Tobijah Frazier, Malachi Frazier, and Kate Frazier. St. John's CCW served refreshments and provided homemade baked goods. The next community blood drive is on Tuesday, November 12th from 11:30 to 5:30. Ed Chitwood reports that Milk and the Cheese has raised enough money for 5,000 pounds of milk, for 5,000 pounds of milk, which will make 500 pounds of cheese. 25,000 pounds of milk is the goal Milk and the Cheese is aiming for. The Richland Center Kiwanis recently completed their back-to-school backpack and supplies program. Steve Kolstad is the past president of the Kiwanis.
It was a very, very successful event. And as a past president of the Kiwanis Club, I just wanted to thank the community for your generosity. This year, we gave out 250 backpacks to needy kids. We served 75 different families in the community, which in the past, about the past 5 years, it's been more like 50 families and 150 backpacks. But this year, a lot of people are going through some difficult times and they came to us and we serve just a lot of kids in our community, which is really the motto of Kiwanis, which is serving kids in our community. But I'm on the radio today just to say thank you to the generosity in our particular community. It's a great giving community to live in, and some of our kids, about 250 of them, get a jump start in their education just because of your generosity.
Helping the Kiwanis can help make many children happier.
You know, as an old educator, the most important thing is to put people on the level plane of education. And so to provide them with the materials they need to start the year off and be at the same level as everyone else is just a key portion of education.
Because of the generosity shown by those who helped in the community and area, many students will have a better school year. With the first day of school in the Richland School District less than a week away, many children will be riding the bus to arrive at and get home from their school. If your child has not signed up to ride, then you will need to contact Cobison Bus at 647-4446. The first day of classes will be this Tuesday, September 2nd. Also, a reminder to drivers to obey the law when approaching or following a school bus to keep those aboard safe. The Fall Mums Sale will be held at the Richland Hospital parking lot tomorrow from 7 to 5 and on Friday from 7 to 3. Here's Michael Hernan with more on the story.
The Fall Mums Sale will have many flowers and plants available to purchase. Here's Cindy Chicker on the sale and where the proceeds will go.
I'd really like you to come over to the hospital parking lot on the 29th and 30th of August and do some flower shopping there and help us support students of any age who are looking at going into health careers, because that is what our scholarships do provide. We'll be open from 7 until 5, actually, on the 29th, and from 7 until 3 on the 30th, right there in the parking lot.
Chicker invites you to come shop at the sale.
Mums and grasses, and there will be other types of flowers there available as well.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thanks, Michael. Richland County is pleased to announce the availability of grant funding to support prevention, treatment, and recovery related to the opioid epidemic. Nonprofit organizations, businesses, schools, and local government agencies located in and serving Richland County and its residents are welcome to apply. Funding can be requested by completing an application and submitting it to the attention of the Director of Richland County Health and Human Services by 4:30 p.m. on October 28th. Applications will be reviewed at the Health and Community Services Committee meeting on November 7th at 9:30. Please note, all applicants are required to be present. Final review and approval by the Richland County Board of Supervisors will occur on December 10th. And for full details, go to www.co.richland.wi.us. And a reminder that the Village of Muscadet is spraying for mosquitoes tonight and tomorrow at dusk, and that's only if weather is permitting. Today's winners of $50 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Veronica Olson of Richland Center on ticket number 1172 and Josephine Wagner of Richland Center on ticket number 2434. WRCO News Time is 5:15. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit OpenSeasonOutlet.com.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Shirley A. Anderson, age 94, of Green Lake, died peacefully Friday at her home. Gravesite services will be held this Friday at 2 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Shirley A. Anderson, age 94, of Green Lake. Judith Farabee, 87, of Richland Center, died August 17th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Friday at 3 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held in the Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Judith Farabee, 87, of Richland Center. Larry D. Davidson, age 52, of Boscobel, died Sunday at his home. Private family funeral services will be held Friday at the Boscobel Cemetery in Boscobel. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Larry D. Davidson, age 52, of Boscobel. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado, died in Colorado. A memorial gathering for Sherry and her late husband, Terry, will be held Saturday from 10 to 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A time of sharing will be held at 11:30. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center, died April 11th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until 10:30. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua, died Thursday at Lakeshore Assisted Living in Minocqua. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Fancy Creek Cemetery. A live stream of the service may be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 2 until the time of service at 2:30. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua. Joseph Jopa Jedwin Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center, died Sunday as the result of a motorcycle accident. memorial services will be held Wednesday, September 4th at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday, September 4th from noon until the time of service at 2. Joseph Jopa Jedwin Palfrey, 35 of Richland Center.
Again, Scent Bead Story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard his ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing." Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scent Beads. Try Gain Scent Beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Partly cloudy here this evening with more and more sunspots peeking out before it sets, which is at 7:45 tonight with last light around 8:15. Have you noticed? The days are getting shorter and shorter. We're actually just under 13 and a half hours of daylight right now. Overnight tonight, with just a few clouds lingering, patchy fog building in is definitely possible. Not to mention, it's still going to be a bit muggy, too. Low temperatures fall to near 60 degrees, and for tomorrow, the heat stays cranked up. We'll have a breeze pushing in out of the southeast, taking our temperatures to highs in the mid-80s. Sitting pretty under partly sunny skies with warm weather, do have a cold front that's going to be pushing through the state by night. But out ahead of that, where the warm and humid air is going to be, we do have spotty isolated thunderstorm chances in the afternoon. Those do have the potential to turn strong to severe, bringing high winds and hail. Then as the cold front strikes, mainly after midnight, expect some heavy downpours in some of those storms, a ton of lightning, and potentially some damaging wind gusts. They're expected to bring anywhere from a half an inch to an inch of rainfall in some spots, so flash flooding is still not out of the question. As this passes, though, clouds will quickly clear on Friday, giving way to a bright and beautiful day with some breezy winds. But this time, they'll be cranking out of the northwest, pulling in some more comfortable, crisp, dry air. Don't worry, highs will still hit 80 degrees on Friday, and for Labor Day weekend, it's looking beautiful. Gorgeous weather on Saturday with sunny conditions, warmer than normal with highs still in the low 80s. The temperatures start to take a slide as a high pressure settles in, giving us mostly sunny skies for Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. For Labor Day, it'll surely be a fall feel, cool and dry, highs only reaching the mid 70s. We put that on repeat for Tuesday too, under sunny conditions and just picture perfect nice weather. Really, can't complain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly sunny and 78 degrees after a daytime high of 88 and a morning low of 65. Yesterday's high was 92 and we received a trace of rain. Record high set back in 1955 is 98 degrees, with a record low of 37 set back in 1986. Last year's high was 82, the low was 55. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:44, with sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:22. The winds are out of the north-northwest at around 3 to 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.04. Our relative humidity is at 72%, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 78 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates.
The Brewers gave up leads of 2-1 and 4-3 before losing to the San Francisco Giants Tuesday night. Giants outfielder Mike Yastrzemski's two-run shot in the seventh inning gave the visitors a 5-4 victory at American Family Field. Yoel Piamps gave up the blast and took the loss. Jackson Churio and Willie Adames went deep for Milwaukee. Churio's 449-foot homer was the longest of the season for his team. Freddy Peralta starts tonight's Game 2 of the series. The Packers have trimmed their roster to 53 players while preparing for the 2024 NFL season. Kickers Anders Carlson was cut in favor of Greg Joseph. The front office gave up on Carlson and wide receiver Samori Toure at the deadline. Running back A.J. Dillon and tight end Tyler Davis were put on season-ending injured reserve. The coaches decided to keep Malik Willis as the second-string quarterback while releasing Sean Clifford and rookie Michael Pratt. Wisconsin football has sold out its reserved and student season tickets for the third straight season. The announcement was made Tuesday. A limited number of premium season tickets remain in the South End Zone and Varsity Club. School officials say single-game tickets are still available for home games. A challenging home schedule with three preseason top 10 teams is the toughest in over 50 years, dating back to 1973. Those single-game tickets are available for games at Camp Randall Stadium against Western Michigan, South Dakota, Purdue, Penn State, Oregon, and Minnesota. Former Badgers linebacker Maima Jong-Mehta has made the cut and is listed on the Bengals' 53-man roster. Jong-Mehta signed with Cincinnati as an undrafted free agent. He made 29 tackles during the team's three preseason games with two pass deflections and some impressive work on special teams. He was one of the best performers on the Badgers' defense as a junior. Jong-Mehta's performance did slide back a bit last season, or he likely would have been drafted. Milwaukee Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich says his back issues had started bothering him off the field as well as on it by the time he opted to undergo season-ending surgery. The 2018 NL MVP spoke to reporters Tuesday. For the first time since having surgery August 16th, Yelich said it was to the point where daily living sucked by the time he decided to have surgery. The Brewers have expressed optimism Yelich will be ready for the start of the 2025 season. Yelich says he feels encouraged by how his body has responded to the surgery thus far. In national news, NFL owners have approved a rule allowing private equity investors in their teams. They voted to let certain league-sanctioned firms buy up a stake of up to 10% in the 32 franchises that are steadily soaring in value. The previously prohibited practice was studied for the past 5 years. During that time, the Denver Broncos sold for $4.65 billion and the Washington Commanders went for $6.05 billion. The NFL took this vote at a special meeting in Minnesota. It vetted three standalone funds and one consortium of five firms as the only allowable investors. Now that CeeDee Lamb has a contract that could keep him with the Dallas Cowboys through 2028, the All-Pro receiver is ready for the peace of mind that quarterback Dak Prescott will be with him. Lamb went through the team's light workout Tuesday night, a few hours after signing the $136 million four-year extension that ended his months-long holdout. Prescott is going into the final season of the club record $160 million four-year deal he signed in 2021, and coming off by far the best year with his number one receiver. Lamb led the NFL with 135 catches and had 1,749 yards receiving with 12 touchdowns. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwarz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask you if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwarz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 to be sure with Schwarz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Soybeans and corn were lower Wednesday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down on speculative and technical selling. There has been scattered rain in parts of the Midwest, with the USDA still projecting a record yield this year. China did buy 264,000 tons of new crop U.S. beans ahead of Wednesday's open. September was down 9 at 958.5. November soybeans were 9.5 lower at 977. September bean meal was down $6.50 at 310.80. September soybean oil was up 65 points at 41.80. Corn was lower, monitoring late development weather and the early harvest activity in the southern Corn Belt. Mexico and Colombia purchased new crop U.S. corn Wednesday morning. September was down 2 at 365 and a quarter. December was 2 lower at 390 and 3 quarters. And wheat was up on short covering and technical buying, oversold, keeping an eye on good spring wheat yields with some quality concerns in parts of the northern U.S. plains. Hot, dry weather in the southern plains is an issue ahead of winter wheat planting. That's also a concern in parts of the eastern Midwest. September Chicago was up 6 at 514 and a quarter. September Kansas City was 6 higher at 544 and 3 quarters. September Minneapolis wheat at midweek was up 8 and a quarter at 554 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were mixed out of this week's widespread direct cash cattle business. I'll have more on that in just a bit. October live was down 77 at 178.62, and December was $1.07 lower at 177.77. September feeders were 62 lower at 241.30. October feeders were 20 higher at 238.57. And hogs were mixed, mostly firm on spread trade and the modestly higher midday move in pork. October was down 40 at 81.67. December lean was up 27 at 71.92. I'll have that full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
At Beck's, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Beck's Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student athlete by searching Beck's Player with Heart.
Can you imagine what it must be like to have nowhere to turn as a young teen? This happens when parents struggle with addiction, maybe incarcerated, or unable to care for their child. And it's devastating. HALO is the foundation of a family for children without one, surrounding them with support, meeting their basic needs, and helping them set and reach their goals. With your support, homeless youth are given a chance at a better life. Go to haloworldwide.org today.
Wednesday afternoon, direct cash cattle markets remained at a complete standstill with no bids or asking prices being reported. Pack or inquiry, though, should start to improve by Thursday, even if widespread trade could wait until Friday. Box beef was lower with moderate movement. Choice dropped $4.68 to $307.29, and select beef was $2.62 lower, $297.63. The estimated cattle slaughter of 120,000 head was down 2,000 on the week and just over 3,000 on the year. The major direct hog markets closed lower with light to moderate negotiated sales as buyers did not find a whole lot of resistance and apparently don't need to move a whole lot of numbers. National direct trade was down $1.80 at $77.75. Iowa Southern Minnesota was $2.06 lower at $77.35. The Western Corn Belt was down $1.76 at $77.75. Pork closed 77 cents lower at $95.28. The estimated hog slaughter of 483,000 head was up 2,000 on the week and more than 7,000 on the year. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Get those projects completed this season with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix from All American Do It Center. Time is everything. It's valuable to you, so why sit there waiting? Instead, that time could be with family, the kids or pets, going to an event, or moving along to the next project. Fence and deck posts, sidewalks and steps, basketball hoops or mailbox posts. Create memories with your children's hand or footprints, so why spend extra time waiting for concrete to dry? Ask for fast-setting concrete mix, the red bag of QuickCrete, at All American Do It Center in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Ag Headline News. I'm Brownfield. The grain market analyst says farmers may not see improvement to commodity prices anytime soon. Steve Nicholson with Rabobank says what's been going on in the market this year is much different than recent years. He tells Brownfield.
In the past, we haven't had the stocks. The market's going to go, I don't need to worry about this. I've got plenty of supply for a backstop. I don't need to rally to get it out of the country.
More news next on Brownfield.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Pressure is mounting to get a farm bill done yet this year.
We're going to give the Senate a great bill to be able to work with.
House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.D. Thompson tells Brownfield he'd like to see a House vote before the U.S. presidential election.
Now I'm, working on closing the gap.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says he knows Chairman Thompson wants a farm bill wrapped up before the election.
If it doesn't get done before the end of the year, or if there's not an extension before the end of the year, then there's some ramifications that are pretty dire.
A southern Ohio farmer says he expects to start harvest as early as next week. Greg Corcoran says it's been a rough year.
Very spotty on the rain, so it just kind of depends where you're at. You could drive down the road a couple miles and it'd be a different story. Sporadic rain, sporadic planting dates, kind of leading to a lot of variations in a lot of different fields.
And U.S. ethanol production dipped last week. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Harchi Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craftmade and Marillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
fertilizer considerations. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. As farmers prepare for the upcoming harvest, plans for fall fertility are also being set. University of Minnesota Extension Nutrient Management Specialist Daniel Kaiser says anhydrous ammonia remains a very good option, but he cautions growers considering urea. More after this.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems.
Of Minnesota Extension Nutrient Management Specialist Daniel Kaiser says timing will be key for fall fertilizer.
Even with whatever source you're looking at, because if you're looking at return on investment, with fall application, there are a couple things. I mean, technically, anhydrous is really the best option. That's one of the things that we've seen consistently in the last 10 years is I know there's been some shifts in some areas to fall urea, and we're just getting a lot more issues with that particular product when it comes to some of the loss potentials. So, I mean, it's really sticking with anhydrous ammonia, trying to make sure that the application is at a point where the soils have cooled enough where we're not going to see a lot of nitrate accumulation, and I mean, in some cases, nitrification inhibitor. So, I mean, really looking at it in terms of the economics, I mean, really looking at some of the numbers right now, I haven't seen a whole lot of shift. And if you look at kind of where we're at now versus a year ago with some of the nitrogen prices, so I think that's going to be kind of the thing that growers are going to be looking at, you know, particularly nitrogen's been one DAP and MAP worry me quite a bit too, just based on what the price is now. Because if you look at kind of where we're at, just, you know, currently with urea, we're looking at somewhere around a 0.15 price ratio for a pound of N to the value of crop. And, you know, one of the issues with that is, you know, normally we see that price ratio around 0.1 more often than not kind of moderate, but the last couple of years, just the way the prices have been, I mean, it's just one of those things that we're going to have to really look at.
He tells Brownfield tight margins will factor into fall fertility.
Yeah, and I think it isn't going to be a fall where we want to be overly aggressive, although, you know, the last couple of years, I think we had some advantage where we might have been carrying over some residual nitrate where some of the growers in southern Minnesota may be able to credit a little bit that, particularly in continuous corn situations, as well as some other situations, crediting back some of that nitrogen that's being carried over. I just don't know if that's going to be the case with the rainfall we have. So, I mean, the main thing is going to be looking at how aggressive you want to be. And, you know, it'd be nice to know kind of long-term weather forecasts, what we're looking at for next year, because with fall application, if we're looking at a spring like we had, you know, there's always some concerns there with getting too much out at one point in time. So that's one of the things, I guess, just to kind of consider looking at this is just we're looking at, again, kind of, I think, a repeat of last fall. If we're looking at some of these price ratios where we don't have some of that residual nitrate carryover that we could have kind of credited back from the previous year just with the rainfall we've had.
That's Daniel Kaiser with the University of Minnesota. And I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We've got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go to barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
Treat yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Always breaking hearts cause I had to shoot first. I put so many miles on that poor girl, and I know it hurt to watch me go. So I just wanted to let you know. Hey mama, made it. I ain't talking about being famous. Do you remember all those times you prayed it? I strayed, well, I finally found my way. Got me a good man and learned a lot.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We all like options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, wccu.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Celebrate new beginnings with Syme Funeral Home's grand reopening and Reedstown Labor Day weekend. Join us on Saturday, August 31st, Sunday, September 1st, and Monday, September 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy light refreshments, friendly conversation, and take a tour of our beautifully remodeled facility. It's the perfect opportunity to meet our compassionate team and see the thoughtful upgrades we've made. We look forward to welcoming you.
By the dozen, you know where my skeletons sleep. Hypothetically, if you ever kill your husband, hand on the Bible, I'd be lying through my teeth.
Lines its dawn and aging face. It wants to make some. Another almost perfect, didn't work, but totally worth it. Better to have loved and lost my mind than lose the nerve to even try. Another conversation, awkward, but the ice is breaking. I've been in some relationships, but I remain an optimist. It's not a game I'm playing, it's not a thrill I'm chasing. More like a space I'm saving, and I don't need to know your name. But if it gets me to you, then it ain't wasted time. With every soul close, I'm closer to the rest of my life. Another bad first date, another nothing to say. What I mean is the way I see it. I'm one heartbreak closer to you. Baby, can I call you baby? Is that okay? I don't even know you, but I can't wait to know you someday. Imagine someday when we look back, I'll thank my past for giving me my future better half. I'm sorry for the time it's taken, but I'm gonna make it worth the waiting. And all the strong love that I learned from was just practice for the right one. If it gets me to you, then it ain't wasted time. With every soul close, I'm closer to the rest of my life. Got played, a shot of bourbon for the pain. What I mean is the way I see it. I'm one heartbreak closer to you. It's kind of strange to miss someone I haven't met yet, someone I haven't kissed yet. But I'll go through it all if it gets me to you, then it ain't wasted time. With every soul close, I'm closer to the rest of my life. Another sad goodbye, another sleepless night. What I mean is the way I see it. I'm one heartbreak closer to you.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Vice President Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, are on a bus tour of Georgia. Walz speaking to students at Liberty County High in Hinesville.
It's not a cliche. This is truly about building towards the future, and you're that future. And so we're in a room like this. It lifts everybody's spirits, lifts the country's
spirits.
The tour will visit rural areas of the battleground state. It will end with a rally in Savannah.